Kia ora, this is your Wātea English News. Te Kohangareo National Trust's co-chair, Raniera Proctor, says the $12 million in the budget for property maintenance and upgrades could help the movement with its recruitment problem. Fewer than 10% of whānau Māori enrol their tamariki in Māori language preschools. Mr. Proctor says since an investment of $8.5 million in 2019 to assess the state of Kohangareo buildings, the Trust has embarked on an ambitious building program.
Initiatives like this, creating beautiful spaces for our mokopuna, which we have been able to achieve over the last 5 years, but we really want to accelerate that as a part of enticing whānau back to Kohangareo and the treasures that sit at the doorway for Kohangareo for whānau.
Raniera Proctor says the extra $12 million will increase the Trust's property budget to $33 million over the next 4 years and fund 55 projects. Labour senior MP Willie Jackson says the National-led coalition's budget flies in the face of the Bi Māori, For Māori approach advocated by successive governments. The budget included a cut of $97 million in spending from Te Puni Kōkiri over the next 4 years and around $300 million for all Māori development-related areas. Mr. Jackson says any targeting of Māori based on higher need seemed to be off the limits.
It's sad when you see the cuts in funding everywhere, and we miss out on social areas and all at the expense of basic social services and by Māori for Māori solutions.
Willie Jackson. Protection for Māori rights over native plant species could be boosted by a new treaty covering intellectual property, genetic resources and associated traditional knowledge. The treaty passed last month in Geneva by the United Nations World Intellectual Property Organization. It's the first WIPO treaty to include provisions specifically for Indigenous peoples as well as local communities. David Jefferson from the University of Canterbury has spent the past year researching the Plant Variety Rights Act and other legal frameworks relating to taonga species, including visiting iwi and marae-affiliated plant nurseries around Aotearoa. He says the new treaty is in line with what the Waitangi Tribunal found in its report on the Y262 flora and fauna claim.
It hasn't entered into force yet. It's quite new, but when it does, I suspect that we will see a reform to the Patents Act that will in some ways respond to a lot of the recommendations that the Waitangi Tribunal made.
Dr. Jefferson says work on protecting Māori taonga species started by the previous government seemed to have been paused by the coalition. And that is your Wātea English News for this hour. Tūrou.